With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. One of the world's strongest earthquakes strikes Russia's far east early Wednesday, creating a tsunami.
The tremor has caused a tsunami in the northern Pacific region. The earthquake has also set off tsunami warnings for Alaska, Hawaii, and south toward New Zealand. Tsunami warning sirens have blared in Honolulu, and people moved to higher ground. The Japan Meteorological Agency says a first tsunami wave of about a foot has reached the eastern Japanese coast of Hokkaido.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The earthquake's the third largest in the last 25 years, the largest since the 2011 quake in Japan. Officials estimate that Washington State could feel its effects at 11:40 p.m. Pacific. That's 2:40 Eastern time. San Francisco, 12:40 a.m. Pacific, 3:40 a.m. Eastern. And Malibu at 1:05 a.m. Pacific, 4:05 a.m. Eastern time. President Trump returned to the White House Tuesday evening, where he was joined by his grandkids. Concludes a five-day trip to Scotland, where he met with European leaders and obtained big wins for America with tariffs. The Department of Justice files a formal misconduct complaint against Chief U.S. District Judge James Boasberg.
Boasberg is presiding over Martinez versus Mayorkas, a high-profile case brought on by a group of Venezuelan asylum seekers who allege that their transfer to a Salvadorian detention facility on March 15th violated federal law and international human rights norms. The DOJ filed its complaint days after Boasberg said he was considering disciplinary proceedings against government lawyers for their conduct in that case. The department said the judge's remarks undermined the appearance of judicial neutrality and breached ethical standards requiring judges to avoid political commentary. Brenny Bennett in Washington.
Tennessee lawmakers recovering after being kicked by a horse over the weekend. Republican Congressman Tim Burchett suffered a broken rib and bruising while he was working on his farm. This is SRN News. Broadway caliber theater productions focusing on scripture with theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Branson, Missouri. Their biblical productions draw sellout audiences night after night. We asked Katie Miller, whose family founded Sight and Sound back in 1976, why she thinks family-friendly biblical productions are so popular in today's chaotic society.
We live in such a hope-hungry world, and all of these stories point to the true hope that is in Jesus. And I think people are so hungry for that. You know, we love when we hear stories of people saying, you know, my husband won't go to church with me, but he'll come to Sight and Sound. And the conversations we have after the shows are so meaningful. You know, there's a reason that Jesus told stories. That's how he taught. He didn't come and teach theology. He told stories.
You can get more information on these live biblical productions at sight-sound.com. That's sight-sound.com. This is SRN News. A record-breaking run on Wall Street cools off.
Stocks ended lower on Wall Street as a record-breaking run ran out of momentum. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank 204 points. It's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.4%. SoFi Technologies rallied, but Merck and UPS fell following a mixed set of profit reports from big U.S. companies. Treasury yields sank in the bond market. That came after the Federal Reserve began a two-day meeting on interest rates. Much of Wall Street expects the central bank to hold rates steady. Seth Sutel, New York.
A Missouri congressman is introducing legislation to provide tariff rebates to Americans and their kids. Senator Josh Hawley is looking to give $600 rebates. He said in a statement, Americans deserve a tax rebate after 4 years of Biden policies that have devastated families' savings and livelihoods. More details at srnnews.com.